There hasn't been a fireworks show at Mount Rushmore in more than a decade. Several problems prompted the Park Service to put an end to the massive spectacles. Embers from the fireworks caused wildfires. Chemicals in the fireworks polluted water, and debris from fireworks shells littered the ground. When Kristi Noem became governor, she asked President Donald Trump to bring the fireworks back. The Park Service did an assessment and now says the fireworks will have no significant impact on the environment. Governor Noem says the state could hit its peak of COVID-19 infections around mid-June, with the fireworks show just a couple of weeks later. But at a news conference, Noem gave no specifics about the public health considerations of such an event.
No, we're going to continue to evaluate the event and what it looks like, if people will be there, how many people will be there, and how we'll facilitate it. So obviously, public health will be a concern into the future, and we'll make adjustments.
The Park Service says it can address the previous problems. Firefighters will put out any flare-ups, and the show will be canceled if conditions are dangerous. Water testing can measure for any chemical pollution, and the fireworks vendor will have to clean up debris. The state is still choosing that vendor. Thousands of people have watched past fireworks shows at the memorial. But neither the 35-page environmental decision nor a 2-page press release from the Park Service gives any detail about preventative measures to stop the spread of COVID-19. Maureen McGee-Ballinger is a spokeswoman for Mount Rushmore National Memorial. She says protecting public health is a priority.
We'll be looking at what the governor has to say. We'll be looking at the president's Opening Up America guidelines. So that is one of the conditions to determine how the event would proceed.
In Rapid City, 20 miles from Mount Rushmore, Mayor Steve Allender is concerned.
I was at the last Mount Rushmore fireworks display, and it was chaos. People standing right next to each other, packed in like sardines. And so I don't know how they would possibly manage social distancing or spacing between viewers.
A vocal opponent of the fireworks event is Paul Horsted, a photographer from Custer. He's concerned about the environment and public health.
I think it's pretty clear this is a political decision, not really a scientific one. When I speak privately to frontline Park Service workers, you know, they're against this, but obviously can't speak out against it.
President Trump has said he'd like to attend a Mount Rushmore fireworks show. There's been no formal statement from the White House about whether the president would attend. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.